You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
You're listening to Getting Peggy With It with Ellen Marie Marsh.
Oh my, Peggy, thank you so much. You introduced, I think that's the first time you've introduced me properly and kindly.
People are going to be so confused. They're going to turn it off immediately. They're like, I didn't sign up for greetings. It's Peggy, Getting Peggy With It, starring Peggy with Ellen Marie Marsh.
Okay, see,
but if it's what you want, then I want to make you happy. You know what I mean?
You want to make me happy or you want to make the listeners happy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. That was my fault. I really fell into that trap, didn't I? Who are we talking to today, Peggy?
Oh, we're talking to somebody so beautiful, so glamorous, so laissez-faire. She just goes about her life like on a cloud.
Okay.
Can you guess?
I mean, I know who it is. Maybe the audience can guess. Can you give like another clue, like maybe a show she was in or?
Yes. Okay. She's got a wonderful belt. Okay. She's got a really handsome husband. She's very buxom. And she loves to post on her story up close pictures of lips.
Okay.
And she loves LaCroix.
She does love LaCroix. She honestly should be a sponsor of LaCroix.
She says things like, hunty and cunty, and she has lots of glamorous gays in her stable.
She really does.
Can you guess who it is?
I mean, it's
anybody back at home?
It's Alicia Umfress. But Alicia, that's Umfress, probably the most loving introduction you've ever given someone. I think quarantine is having an effect on you, Peggy, because you're really like being very generous.
Well, the world's ending, so I want somebody to come to my funeral. Oh, nobody can because it will be on Zoom.
Okay. Are you okay? Are you healthy? Are you planning on having a funeral?
No, I'm fine. But who knows how long this will last. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's dark.
Anyway, back to Alicia. Alicia is so wonderful. I've never seen her in anything I didn't like her in. What? And
okay. What was the last? All right.
And she doesn't give a shit. You ever notice that? She doesn't give a shit. She's very unbothered.
Yes, she is unbothered. That's true. We should probably...
I don't think she's worked in a long time, but I can't remember what we talked about, but I know that I was like, oh, you're so pretty. And she's like, okay. And then we basically decided we were going to be good friends.
So you're friends?
We're going to be, after quarantine.
She told you that?
It was implied.
Do you ever think that people are just nice to you so that you're not mean to them?
No, because I will be mean regardless.
Okay, so that
you might as well be yourself. That's a good rule of thumb in life. You might as well be yourself because people are going to be assholes regardless.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's how I became me, is because I didn't care what other people thought. And then when I saw Alicia and she just doesn't give a shit, I love that.
So you guys are like simpatico. You guys are like two
peas in a pod.
Birds of a feather stick together.
Just like Brandon Uranowitz, who's also Alicia's friend. Brandon Uranowitz and I, we're just like two peas in a pod. We're like besties.
No, I'm going to have to disagree with you. Yeah. I don't think Brandon had a very good time on your podcast.
I think he did.
You kept calling him a three-time Tony loser over and over again. So I don't...
Well, facts are facts.
Right. But you don't, you know, it's like, you know, if you see something that someone doesn't do well, mm-hmm. you don't point that out to them necessarily.
Well,
but that is
one of the problems in life, is just we're all delusional. You know what I mean? That's one way of looking at it.
Okay. So totally fine. You're totally entitled to that. But I don't want you to go through life thinking mm-hmm. these people like you or that they respect you. I mean, a lot of times they're just contractually obligated to come on the podcast. It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. Like, you always want to – you just show up when you're not even invited. Like, you always want to be around me.
I don't think that's – no, actually, that's not true. I don't. We had to coordinate with 77 texts just to get this intro kicking. Yeah. So I was, like, making up excuses. I was like, I have a daughter. I have to cook dinner. I have to put her
I
to
knew
bed.
You didn't have a daughter.
Yeah.
I knew that was a fake. Anyway, so this is our conversation with Alicia Umfress.
Enjoy.
Greetings, it's Peggy, and you are watching and listening to Getting Peggy With It. Today, my guest is a wonderful lady who's known for her soulful singing voice and for calling people a cunt, lovingly.
Woo! On my ring.
Oh, it says cunt?
Yeah.
In the British way, right? We hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really acceptable in America, but she doesn't care. But anyway, back to her voice. Her voice is so good.
Thank you, Peggy.
Yeah. Do you think that it's good?
I love to sing.
So Alicia Umfriss, her first show was American Idol. You probably saw her on TV.
American Idiot.
American Idiot. Oh, I thought you were on TV.
No.
No. Okay. American Idiot.
I auditioned Broadway. For American Idol, did not make it.
Oh, fuck them.
I think it's a blessing.
Yeah, it definitely is. American Idol is horrible. I'm so glad you weren't on there. I was actually disappointed that when I saw that, because it's a place that people go to die. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So American Idiot on Broadway, what even was that?
It's many people ask that question. It was a Green Day musical.
Green Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was based on their Grammy Award winning album.
Right. Called American Idiot.
Called American Idiot, yeah.
Uh-huh. Who were you? Tell us what you played.
I was one of the idiots, because one idiot. Of the girls. Yeah, yeah. No, I was on. So actually, what's cool about that show is now that they do it at high schools and community theaters.
They're allowed to?
Yeah.
Oh.
They might do some editing.
It's a little risque.
It is. But they... the girls in the ensemble of that show are just listed in the libretto as our actual names. So sometimes I'll have girls reach out to me on Instagram and be like, I'm playing Alicia, which is so weird.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Yeah.
Do they take your licks and stuff?
I don't know. I haven't seen any vids.
American Idiot was the first. It was the original to do the guyliner pumping fists choreography, you know, where everybody just kind of goes to the front of stage and pumps their fists.
Yeah,
and
which is so popular now.
And gets hype. And every show does it now. So you really originated that. You were one of the originals of that.
Thank you.
And then that way, no one needs to have any, like, dance or stage skills. At the audition, they were like, can you sing high? Can you pump your fists? Can you look mad? And then that's how everybody got that show.
Basically, there was no dance audition, which is weird because after the show was running and they were having replacement calls and calls for the tour, I'd have friends that were going in for it being like, oh my God, that was the hardest, most nonsense dance call I've ever been to. And it was funny because we didn't even have a dance call for the original
cast. Oh, yeah, clearly you didn't. Yeah. So how long did that show run?
A year.
A year. Okay, and you stayed in it the whole time?
I did.
And did it win any awards?
We won some technical awards. We won set and lighting.
Were you nominated for a Tony?
I was not, no.
Did you have a song?
I did have a song.
What was it?
It's called Too Much Too Soon.
No one knows what that is, unfortunately. Yeah. It's stupid that you didn't have that. Do you have the time? Who sang that?
That's not in it because that was from Dookie.
Oh, that was a shame.
Yeah.
That should have been in it. That was a hit.
Yeah.
What about Hope You Have the Time of Your Life? Was that
in
it?
That was the encore, yeah, that was in it.
Oh, Megamix encore. That's very popular in a jukebox musical, as it were, is to put in a Megamix so that people think they got their money's worth.
Totally. That wasn't necessarily a mix. We just did that song.
They did that in Mamma Mia, and they do it now. And every jukebox musical is a Megamix bow.
Sends you out on a high note.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes you want to buy merch.
Yeah. Yeah.
How is your neck?
My neck's fine, but...
A lot of people hurt their neck?
Yeah. A lot of injuries in that show.
Wow. That is rough. You know, the price you pay for originating a show.
Yeah,
you know,
it's true.
Did you get points?
No points. No. Mm-hmm. Just my name in the libretto that I'll be able to keep forever.
But they do that on Godspell, so it doesn't say much.
What points are, Peggy? Some people might not know what that is.
Oh, like royalties. Nobody wants to give
points?
Those away.
Hmm? Who gets points?
Basically just the white guys who write shows.
Well, Hamilton gets a point.
Famously, I think. Book of Mormon, they get points. And actually,
Wicked gets points.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What did you say?
Wicked.
They do?
Yes.
Do they?
Yes, they do. You think like, I don't know much, but I do.
I don't think you know much.
Yeah.
What's crazy is Book of Mormon, you know, it was from the last big workshop. They get points. So there was actually two women in that show. I think it was Kate Weatherhead and Heidi Blickenstaff. And they still get paychecks, even though there was never any white women in Book of Mormon.
Wow. Smarties.
Fun fact.
They are smart. They just skated in under the line, didn't they?
Yeah. Lucky.
That's great. What was the coolest thing you did in American Idiot?
Well, before we even started rehearsal, we got to perform on the Grammy Awards.
Oh.
Which was really cool.
I think they recreated that when they did Greatest Showman on the Oscars. Looked like the same choreo.
It might have been.
Yeah. Circles, pumping fists.
Yeah.
After American Idiot, you did Big Flop, which was On a Clear Day You Can See Forever.
Or as I like to call it, On a Clear Day You Can See for a Month and a Half.
That's but you lasted longer than Wonderland, so.
Oh, yeah. I loved Wonderland.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Oh, she's the only one. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
I loved Wonderland too, actually. But you know, it's not
Why
for everybody.
Why did you like Wonderland?
Because it has great music, satisfying classic rock music.
Okay, wow.
Costumes by Susan Hilferty. Get into it.
Yeah.
So on a clear day, you can stay forever. What did you play?
I played a psych student named Paula.
Did you have a song?
No.
No. Okay.
I'd say I had some solo lines and some group numbers.
Yeah.
It's really satisfying.
So Harry Connick Jr. was in that, right?
He was.
Wow. What was that like?
Great. Harry was a total sweetheart. He would take us out to cast dinners and he was lovely.
And Jesse Mueller won her first Tony?
She was nominated. It was her Broadway debut.
Oh, Broadway debut. Mm,
yeah.
Okay.
She was fabulous.
Did she go to Michigan?
She didn't.
Did you go to Michigan?
Extraordinarily, no.
Wow.
No. I know.
Wow.
Can you believe
it? Some people make it that don't go to Michigan. And it's always a triumph. You know, I think we should just put a gold star next to their name in the bios.
Huge underdogs.
Yeah, huge underdogs.
Yeah.
And it's really, really coming from the bottom. And now we're here, you know?
Yeah.
What did you like about On a Clear Day?
I loved the score. And I loved the, like, I think the saddest thing looking back at that show is that we didn't make a cast album. Not for me, but just for like Jesse. And I mean, the show is crazy, but the score is beautiful.
On a clear day, stand and look around you. Who sang that song?
Well, Harry sort of started it at the finale and then it turned into a group number.
Mega Mix Bow?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so how does stunt casting work? What is that? Tell the people at home.
Well, stunt casting is usually when they want to sell tickets, so they cast someone from TV or film or the music industry.
Or a housewife,
yes. Well, I'm going to see Erika Jane on Thursday.
You are?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Wow. Okay,
She's
so
my
it
favorite
works.
Housewife. Yeah, it does work.
Favorite housewife. There are more. Wow, you have like a list.
No, just really her.
Just her.
I hear she's great, actually.
I can't wait.
Well, it was actually the beginning of the end of Broadway when we started doing stunt casting, and it started with the Grease show, and everything's been downhill from there.
Would you consider Harry Connick stunt casting?
Well, no, because he's a real musician.
He is.
He is a star.
He is.
But he can really sing and play and act.
He can. And he's been famous since he was like 19. It's crazy.
Yeah, New Orleans.
Yeah.
But no, stunt casting is horrible. Why do we even do it?
Yeah, because it's a show business.
Yeah, but show business survived for decades and decades without stunt casting. The minute we started letting American Idols and did TV shows for musicals, that was the end. And then it means that, like, you know, the Alicia Umfresses of the world are stuck playing Psych Student Number 5 in Clear Day Forever and, you know, American Idiot in the back. You know what I mean? While somebody, I'm sure there was stunt casting in that. Well, Green Day was in that. That's stunt casting. Why'd they put them in that? You know what I mean?
Melissa Etheridge did it for a week.
Oh, God. This is what we've become, you know, it's terrible, really. So then did you do any other Broadway shows?
Yeah, I went and I actually joined our Ellen Marie Marsh in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
She was in that?
She was.
Oh, were ladies in that?
There were, yeah, six ladies.
Six ladies?
Yes.
Oh, but they were black ladies.
There was some whiteies.
There was some whiteies.
Oh, okay. You were in that. All right. And then you joined the company?
I did.
Wow.
I replaced Kayala Settle of Greatest Showman fame.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a very good cast, Priscilla.
It was.
Legends in the making.
Yeah.
How long were you in that?
I closed that show out, so it was probably because of me that we closed.
Yeah.
4 months.
Was it that little?
Yeah. I think it was only like February. We closed in June, right? Because it was Pride. Yeah, so February to June.
Yeah.
Did you like doing that show?
Yeah, I did. I felt like I was maybe not the best choice for my track. I think, you know, what's funny is that that's the only show I've ever replaced in and haven't done from the ground up.
That's called a humble brag.
No. No, it's not. I think like it's not a humble brag.
You have your own camera. Don't look at mine.
Oh, sorry. No, I mean, like, when we auditioned for the replacement in that, it was a whole day of just sort of cuts and boot camp kind of thing. It's like, do these harmonies. Now do this dance combination. Now do this scene and do some more harmonies. And then at the end of the day, they had four of us go to the theater and get measured for the costume.
Whoa,
and
I think dramatic.
Very dramatic. Very, like,
old
smash.
School.
Yeah. And I think
no one knows what smash is, but we can talk about it later if you really want.
Yeah, I don't. And
did you change your makeup in the audition as much as you did on stage?
No, gosh. Yeah. If I had known
you
there
like
was
makeup,
that much.
Right?
I love makeup. Yeah, it's so fun.
Her makeup right now, for those of you just listening, it's like a rainbow. It's like rainbow bright meets a wonderful explosion of Sephora. And she's beautiful. Her skin is luminous.
She changed makeup so many times in that show. Basically, all she did was sing hi and change makeup.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is the story of your life.
Sing hi. Yeah, basically. Actually,
Alicia Umphrey. Sing hi, change makeup. That's your book.
My memoir. Thank you, Peggy.
You're welcome. Apparently, there's going to be a chapter about housewives. So we've really gone downhill as a society. Were you a drag queen in that show? They were just drag queens, right?
Yeah, we all played drag queens at the funeral at the beginning, sort of.
They would never allow that now. It's not PC.
Right.
Or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Men can dress as women, but women can't dress as men dressing as women.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's not okay.
Yeah. Are they going to revive it?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, maybe eventually, I would guess.
Do you know any real drag queens? It seems like they would love you.
I love drag queens.
What did you do after that thing you just did?
Priscilla. Well, I was the female. I did all the female voiceovers and I sang one of the big songs in Bring It On, but I wasn't actually on stage.
Bring It On was all teens pop locking and doing somersaults.
Exactly.
But Joshua, who had never done a show before in their life.
It's true. Joshua Henry and I it's the best job I've ever done on Broadway.
Josh Henry was in that?
Well, in the same way, he did all the male voiceover stuff, and he sang one of the big songs that they cheer to.
You did two shows with Joshua Henry?
I did, sort of. But we didn't have to be there. I know, he's the best.
Were you like a pit singer with him? Were you just in the pit, in the dark pit with him?
No, we didn't even have to show up. We just got paid.
What?
And got to be on the album and got to go to opening night.
Neither of them were at Michigan. You know, I mean, this is a true success story. And then here they are just getting paid to do nothing. That's wonderful.
It was great.
Sometimes, you know, people that deserve it really make it. And most of the time not.
Most of the time not, yeah. It's true.
Bring It On. Wow. Did you like that show?
I only saw it on opening night, but I had a great time. It was a blast.
Wow. Just mailbox money. That's what they call that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I've never heard that term, but you're right.
Yeah. Do you do a lot of film and TV?
Not a lot.
Well, you'll get mailbox money someday.
Yeah.
Someday you could do it. How did you get the job of just – that seems like a very cushy job.
It was. It was it was a lesson in
– survival.
In survival. No, in being in who you know and also being so Tom Kitt, who did the orchestrations for American Idiot, basically was like, I think that you'd be great for this track. Why don't you come in? So I had to audition and, you know, they really put me through it. Andy Blankenbuehler like made me do the scenes multiple times and sing the song multiple times. But at the end of the day, there was nobody coming in after me.
Oh,
for the
she was the only one.
I was the only
one. That's a lesson in if you are the only one, then you will get the job.
Yes.
That's great. Good for you.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
So after Bring It On, you did one of my favorite musicals ever, On the Town.
Also one of my favorite musicals.
Yeah, it's classic. It's like the way musicals really should be. You know, full orchestra, actual tunes and melodies, no pop locking, you know, no guy liner. It was just classic, you know, and it had actual plot points and twists and romance.
Yeah.
It has everything I love in a musical. And you were so good.
Thanks.
I saw it twice.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I hate everything, but I loved it.
Thanks, Peggy.
The costumes and sets were a little cartoony for me. Did you like that?
I mean, I think that was what they were going for. They wanted it to be sort of lots of primary colors and comic book-ish. Yeah.
And Elizabeth Stanley was the same as she is in Jagged Little Pill.
Yeah, she's identical performances.
The same. And you were so good. And you had the signature song. And it was wonderful. So tell us what you played in On the Town.
I played the taxi driver. Yes.
Yeah.
Hildy.
And you met your husband.
When you ask her a question, Peggy, you can let her answer. She's really rude. I'm sorry.
You met your husband in On the Town.
I did. How about it?
She's got a very, very cute little husband. She does. I bet gays love him.
There's been a few gays that have expressed their love. Yes.
Because in musical theater, most people assume every guy's gay.
Yeah,
you know,
especially with the ones that dances in the chorus. Yeah, yeah.
And I bet they see him and they're like, "You look a cute little twink." And he's like, "Actually, I'm not a twink." He's married to a beautiful lady. And they had a wonderful wedding. I didn't go, but they're just a dreamy couple.
Thank you.
If you were ever in shows that had dancing other than, you know, then he could help you.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long did that show run?
That was also a year.
Did you like the cast?
I love the cast. It was American Idiot and On the Town were like my two career highlights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the Town was a long time ago. You don't have any other highlights?
Smokey Joe's was good.
That wasn't on Broadway.
No, it was off Broadway.
Yeah. Nobody cares about off Broadway, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's true.
Now you can tell us, we won't put this in, but who is a real problem in the cast?
On the Town?
Yeah, who made a problem? You can tell us. We've heard a lot of stories.
I plead the fifth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell us the song you sang in that show.
I Can Cook Too?
Oh, sing it for us.
Full Out?
Yeah, you can back up.
I can cook too. I'm top of the rest. My seafood's the best in the town. Yeah, I can cook too. My fish can't be beat. My sugar's the sweetest around. I'm a man's ideal of the perfect meal, right down to the demi-tasse.
Yeah, I love that song. She's not even warm. This is a real professional. This is how she gets jobs. You know?
Yeah, well.
With that beautiful tone, it's buttery.
Thank you, Peggy.
On your socials, by the way, your social media handle is Crystal Sheet. I don't know what that is. What does that mean?
On Twitter. It's Crystal Sheet. It's a Showgirls reference, the movie Showgirls.
Oh, she's obsessed with Showgirls.
I am.
I forgot to mention that because it's boring. She's obsessed with Showgirls. And she makes people watch it.
I do.
Yeah, I ran into an actor who should not be named that said that you forced him to watch Showgirls at a concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He constantly complains about it.
Oh,
he loved it. It's like right up his alley, though. That's what's so rich about that person.
So rich. That's another thing she says a lot.
Ben Davis.
Oh.
Yeah.
He made Ben Davis watch it.
Oh, yeah,
he made Ben Davis watch it.
He complained.
Please. It's full of naked girls. He loved it.
So she loves Showgirls. When's it going to be a musical?
Oh my gosh, that would be. I mean, maybe I should. Maybe
you
I
and
should
Matt
write
Rish
it.
should produce it because you're both equally obsessed.
Yes, we are. We're I think getting matching tattoos. We haven't decided what yet, but it's going to be.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Think about it. It's going to be on your body forever. Can't you just like it?
We could, but we'll
everybody
just
knows you love it. I don't think you need to, you know, immortalize it like that. We can talk about it offline. So you on your socials, it looks like you do a lot of concerts.
I do.
Is that just what you do now?
Basically, yeah.
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 Don't get a lot of other work.
Well, I finished a show at Roundabout in December.
What show?
It was called Scotland, PA.
Oh, what's that about?
Murder and fast food.
Okay. Well, that's what fast food is. It's murder of animals.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so you do a lot of concerts. So
do you want to talk about, you could ask her about Scotland, PA. Was it on Broadway?
No, I don't have any interest in that. But you know what I want to do? I want to do a segment we like to call Fast Faves.
Fast Faves.
I'm going to tell you something, and you're just going to tell me your fave as fast as you can. Okay.
All
right. Clothing line.
Gucci.
Broadway memory.
On the Town.
Your go-to meal.
Acai bowl from Juice Generation.
Ugh, no one likes acai bowls. Secret New York spot.
Little Branch.
Broadway cast album.
Light in the Piazza.
Ooh, TV show to binge.
I just binged You on Netflix. Just finished it.
No one knows that is.
Yeah.
Best thing about 2019.
Ugh.
It's already been the longest year on earth. Oh, it's 2020. Just kidding.
Best thing. Olay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Alicia was in a bunch of commercials for Olay.
Yeah, that really brightened my year.
Oh, yeah, I bet it. Mailbox Money.
Yeah, yeah.
Girl Band.
And Vogue.
Eyeshadow Brand.
Pat McGrath.
Oh, I don't even know what that is. Slang word, cunt.
Yeah.
Thing About Me.
I mean, your dress.
Audra McDonald.
Legend, icon.
Yeah. Oh, it's wonderful. Great answers. Let's do another segment I like to call Lasting Impressions.
Lasting Impressions.
Okay, so every actor, as you know, has to have impressions in their back pocket because that's how they get jobs. And they all do dozens of impressions. So I'm going to call out some impressions. You can do it for us.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Bjork.
I'm a hunter. I like egg roll.
This is vaguely racist. We'll deal with that later. Drew Barrymore.
So basically, I just, I thought that maybe Billy Bali, it's a place in Bali proper.
Yes, that's okay. Great. Everybody else is so bad at this. They were. Evidence will show. Michelle Wolf. You can use your favorite word.
Yeah, well, she's a cunt, right? Doesn't she, talk like this?
Yeah, except, 20 decibels louder.
Yeah, cunt!
Bugs Bunny.
That's all, folks.
Is that him?
Oh, God. Well, there we go.
Carolee Carmello. She's a singer.
No, I know, Broadway I know, legend. I know. I'm trying to think of her. What's the song from Parade? What's the song?
You don't know this man.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know
this. I was trying to think of a song from Scandalous, but alas.
Oh, yeah, you would like that. Marissa Tomei.
So, no, because the carburetor couldn't be blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I don't know.
That's not like Tommy Bracco.
Thank you.
Viola Davis.
Oh, my God. I can't do a Viola Davis, but do you know who does the best who? Viola Davis? Jelani Remy. Do you know him?
Really?
Oh,
it's we should have him on.
You should have him on, if only just to hear his Viola Davis impression. It's incredible.
Put him on the list.
Yeah.
Judge Judy.
So let me get this straight. You, again, also sounds like Tommy Rocco.
Yeah, Tommy Rocco. Kristen Bell.
Oh.
For the first time in forever, there'll be something and there'll be more.
I don't know.
For the first time in forever.
Okay, Peg.
I want to do a segment I like to call Deep Internet Cuts.
Okay.
Deep Cuts from the Internet.
So, on December 22nd, 2008, you said, has crocheted her fingers to the bone today.
Oh my God, Rich.
What were you making?
A hat.
Do you think anyone cares about that? This is not good content.
It's not. I mean, it was so long ago, though. You have to forgive me that. I was
and
just
then you commented on
footing.
Your own. You are dumb. Replace
no
crochet with knit.
No likes.
They got no likes.
That's
the only comment is
all right.
Your own.
It's pretty sad.
Well, you know what?
11 years ago. You caught me some slack.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
She's getting a little, it's getting out of hand. All right. November 22nd, 2013.
Yeah.
A gentle reminder. If you abbreviate honeymoon in Vegas, it's HIV.
Well, because
that's
it was
a
on,
good point.
It was on Broadway. And so everyone was sort of abbreviating it. Abbreves it. By being HIV, and it was sort of like,
oh, that's horrible.
Maybe it's
this
why
is
it
a public service announcement. That was good of you to do. Crystal Sheet.
No, Crystal's Heat.
Yeah.
It was a Z.
Crystal's,
because Crystal's the line is,
Jeet.
No one has Crystal's Heat.
Yeah.
Crystal Jeet.
No,
Crystal's
Jeet.
Crystal's Heat.
And she spells it Crystal like the champagne, which she clearly says in the scene at Spago.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How about some Oscar roundup? Can you tell us what your favorite things were? Did you like the Oscars?
Did I like the actual telecast? It was fine. It's sort of, they're so boring and
mostly white people.
Yeah, mostly white people, but also they were trying so extra to be so woke.
Even
though they only nominated white people.
Like Jagged Little Pill.
Well, no comment. Yeah.
It's like a tornado of wokeness.
It is. It's a lot. It's a ton of woke.
Yeah. Ugh. Yawn. Did you like the Judy Garland?
Yeah. I mean, I was really anxious.
That.
I was really anxious.
It'll come to Broadway and she wants to be in it. It probably will. You were anxious?
Yeah, I was so anxious in it.
Yeah, about her face.
No, just in general. I think maybe it was how you knew that she was going to die at the end. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
So it was just sort of
just like Diana the musical. What's the point? You know, so sad. People don't want to be sad. This world is sad enough. You know what I mean?
Well, you're not wrong.
Yeah. Like, why? That's why I ask. Why do people go to plays? They're mostly sad. Have you ever seen a happy play? You know what I mean? It doesn't exist.
You can't take it with you. That's happy.
And now a segment we like to call Actors Are Dumb. Everybody knows actors are dumb. We all know actors are pretty stupid. We're going to ask you some trivia, okay? You haven't been peeking, right?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you 5 trivia questions. All right. Yeah. What is a whale's tail called?
A tail?
A fluke, like most people's career. Who is the lead singer of The Strokes? Do you know what The Strokes are?
Yeah.
Or do you just listen to musical theater?
No, I know who The Strokes are. Don't know.
Julian Casablanas.
Wow.
I don't know who that is. Who was the first African-American woman to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show?
Whitney Houston?
No, Ella Fitzgerald, it says. I don't think that's true.
It is true.
Wow, that's so cool.
They had football back then? I'm sure they made her go through the back.
What did she sing?
I don't know. I'll look it up.
Look it up,
and then I'll come back to you.
In horse racing, the Triple Crown is awarded to the horse that wins what 3 races?
The long one, the medium one, and the short one.
What are their names?
I don't know.
She's trying to seduce you with her eye makeup, but it's not going to work. Just stick to the plot.
I don't know.
Kentucky Derby.
Oh, like what are the races?
Yeah.
Kentucky Derby, probably one in Europe somewhere.
Nope. They're all in the States.
They're all in America? The Hampton Classic?
How would the horse get to Europe?
I don't know. On a boat?
Yeah, this is exactly precisely why we do this segment, is to really show you.
Is the Hampton Classic one of
them? Nope. That's not even a thing.
Oh.
Belmont Stakes and the Preakness.
Wow. I've heard of Belmont Stakes.
If you're going to Broadway trivia later, you should probably brush up on some, right? I don't know, reading.
Jeez.
Which river flows through the Grand Canyon? Take a wild guess.
The Grand Canyon River?
No, Colorado River.
Mm.
Going back to the Ella Fitzgerald, she performed Mack the Knife.
Oh, cool.
Ooh. Ella Fitzgerald's wonderful.
She's one of my faves of all time.
Oh, me too. I listened to her.
Carol Channing also sang that year. She sang When the Saints Go Marching In. But Ella Fitzgerald, she was not only the first jazz musician to play, but she was the first African and female celebrity singer to sing in Super Bowl history.
Wow, that's incredible.
I didn't know the Super Bowl
was
that
old. See, you
came
on this podcast and you learned something.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I learned
a lot.
Just
Yeah.
I'd like to do a segment we like to call Give Me Your Phone.
Give me your phone.
Can you give me your phone?
It's over there.
Can you open this? Let's see if there's anything interesting. Joy Toronto. I have a lot of famous people in here. Oh, NY Cunts. Let's see what they say. That's going to be juicy. A publicity photo for the roundabout. Yeah. Yawn. They're talking about what really needs to be talked about. You know what I mean? I'm going to screenshot those for myself. Laura Lee. There are a lot of famous. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
I don't know. Maybe Billy Joe Armstrong?
Oh, can you call him?
No.
Let's FaceTime him. What about the second most famous? Let's FaceTime someone.
Oh, I could FaceTime someone. Who should we FaceTime?
Yeah, somebody big, not some loser.
Okay.
Who are you FaceTiming?
You'll find out.
Okay. In real time? If they pick up.
We should screenshot for this asshole.
How rude. Brandon Uranowitz, not picking up.
Brandon Uranowitz has been a guest.
He has been a guest.
He probably knows you're here. It's called Joey Taranto.
Yeah, it's his birthday. He's probably on his lunch break, actually.
You think?
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Joey!
We're on air.
We're on air, so careful what you say.
Oh, God. Hi, baby girls. You look beautiful.
I would invite you to be on the show, but you haven't done that much.
Oh. Fair enough. My mom says the same thing all the time.
Oh.
Are you 40 this year?
Say again?
Are you 40?
Space. You look.
Wow, you look great. You I was actually look, joking. For you, a white guy, you look great.
Thank you.
You know, we're crepey.
I'll take that. Thank you.
You do look incredible, Joey.
Ask him what he's doing. Much. What project he's working on.
What are you working on, Joey?
I'm working on
Muriel's Wedding.
Muriel's Wedding. Wedding.
Yes. I'm playing a member of ABBA.
Do you know Ellen Marie Marsh?
Never heard of her.
Yeah. Yeah.
She is a nightmare. She's a total nightmare. Yeah, I would avoid it. She didn't book Muriel's Wedding. And, you know, it's probably real people in it.
True.
She came in here doing her callback on their lunch break. I was like, this is a nightmare.
Are you on your lunch break?
I am on my lunch break. I'm going to have a little sweet cream.
Treat yourself.
That's wonderful. Treat yourself.
All right. I'm bored.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Love you. See you at 5-ish.
Okay.
Alicia.
Yes.
I want you to take these paper dolls.
Yeah.
And I want you to act out your favorite scene from Showgirls.
Oh, okay.
I know you know all of it by heart.
Slap it on the 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, 6, and out. Dun, bump. What do we think?
Is there a scene?
Oh, you want to do the scene? I was doing the dance.
We can,
yeah. Yeah, why don't we do the scene at Spago?
Okay.
Do you want to be Nomi and I'll be Crystal?
Yeah.
I named myself after this champagne, darling.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me my lines?
Yeah. It would really help if you just knew them, though. Do you know anything? And do you know any of the scenes?
How about this? Can you act out a scene from a Shakespeare play? You're an actor.
Yeah.
Great. Make
mouths upon me as I turn my back, wink each at other, hold the sweet chest up. This sport well carried shall be chronicled, and if you had any pity, grace, or manners, you would not make me such a mockery.
Ooh, she actually knows things.
Woo!
She's the real deal. Every other loser came in here and did Romeo and Juliet.
And I did Midsummer Night's Dream, which I know, is so equally good. As basic.
I know, but at least you knew a speech.
Thank you.
I'm pretty impressed.
Thank you.
Let's do bullet questions.
Bullet questions.
What is your go-to gift to give?
Well, if it's a baby, I know.
Babies don't need gifts. They have everything.
I know. But my signature gift that I give babies are... it's
eyeshadow
like
palettes?
Yes. Something to strive for. No, it's like a bath light that changes colors when it goes in the water. So it's like a rave. I give it to every baby. Any friend that has a baby, it's my go-to gift.
You should give that to adults.
I know.
That's great.
Adults that love baths. It's actually so fun.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm going to ask another one. What's your favorite quote?
Oh, my favorite.
I'm sure quote. It's from Showgirls.
Yeah.
Yawn. Okay. What is your worst and your best habit?
My worst habit is probably not leaving the house. Like just having days where I'm like, oh, I worked out. That's enough. I don't need to do anything else. I'm just going to watch TV all day and be on my phone. It's probably my worst habit. My best habit is probably like getting up even on days like that and going to the gym.
Oh, that's great. That takes motivation. Where do you go?
CrossFit.
Ugh, yuck. I hate group fitness. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's an abomination.
Yeah.
It's like adults at Disneyland. Ugh, like sociopaths. You know what I mean?
Love Disneyland.
Yeah, disgusting.
I just went to Disneyland without kids.
Why?
Disney World, didn't you?
Yeah, Disney World.
Ugh. Wasn't it so fun?
It's so fun. It's way more fun without kids.
Yeah, you don't have
to. Well, kids are horrible, but why would you go to Disney World without kids? Did you have a fast pass or whatever it's called?
Yeah, you can't go anywhere without a fast pass.
Yeah.
You can only get 3 fast passes. If you knew Disney, you would know you only get 3 a day.
That's
a
read.
God, I'm a grown person, so no, I don't do that. So, Alicia, this is the time in the show when we get you to tell us what you really think, okay? We're going to turn off the cameras, we're going to turn off the mics, and we won't tell anybody, you know? And I just want to know, what do you really think about Josh Bergas?
I love Josh Bergas. He's a sweet angel.
He's so sweet, right? So cute.
And he's so collaborative. I feel like it's
He's another one. You think he's gay, but he's not.
No, he's married to a ballerina. A gorgeous prima ballerina, yeah. Sarah Mearns, who's she's on another planet. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that was boring.
I know.
Well,
ask me about someone that's more controversial. He's a sweetheart.
So what are you doing next?
Well, I go to Los Angeles in a couple weeks to work on a new musical with Susan Stroman and Diane Warren.
What is it?
Can't say. Doesn't have a title yet, I don't think. It's working title. It's very preliminary developmental stages.
That's exciting.
It is. And then I'm going to Italy to do a symphony. I'm doing Wonderful Town with the symphony.
Ooh.
In Bari, Italy. And then I actually just got offered a show in San Francisco.
What is it?
I can't say yet because it hasn't all been worked out, but.
Okay, so great. So thanks for telling us nothing. Have you ever waited tables?
I have.
You have? Where? Ellen Stardust Diner?
You knew. Peggy.
Did you know that or was that a guess?
I guessed.
Oh. Oh, yeah. It was my first job. I moved to New York.
With Matt DeAngelis?
With Matt DeAngelis. We didn't move here together, but we did work there together.
And he also was an American Idiot?
He did the tour.
Okay.
I also worked there with Ellen Marie Marsh.
Ellen Marie Marsh worked there?
Yes.
That's so on the nose.
It was my first job in New York City. I moved here and a week later I went in and I applied for a job and I got it and I started a week later.
Wow.
Strapped on poodle skirt and cat eye glasses.
What's the worst theater job you've ever had?
Like in my professional career?
Yeah.
Gosh, that's so hard to say. You know, there was elements of this show that I did in Dallas that I loved the relationships I made and I loved Dallas and I loved that theater company. But the show was kind of, it was problematic. That was, you know, maybe not my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Are you poor?
No.
Wow. That was, all actors are poor, but do you think you'd make more money waiting tables?
Consistently? Probably. I mean, I know people that work at Ellen's that they make really
Ellen's
good money.
Is still open?
Oh, Ellen's is
Didn't
open.
Didn't they shut it down?
I don't know if it ever got shut down.
Whew,
but
I did
they
not
make
know that.
Good money. There's like a line around the block every time I pass by that place. Yeah.
So what's your backup plan? Do you think every actor should have a backup plan?
I think that you should figure out a way that you can sustain and make money. I mean, luckily, when I'm not doing shows, I've been able to do concert work and symphony work. So it keeps
that's
me
great.
Afloat.
Yeah, that's great. She must have sold her soul to get those jobs. Alicia, I would love to hear your life advice. What's your advice that you would give to somebody wanting to have a career in music and theater?
Don't do it.
Don't do it? That's what everybody says.
No, if there's anything else that you could see yourself doing that would make you happy, you should do that.
I mean, literally everyone says those exact words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have anything original?
Probably not. No, just that. If you really insist upon doing it, that it never gets easier and you have to. I mean, I cried last week.
You did? Yeah. But it seems like you have everything in your life.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, social media. It's real, really good.
She's got a cute little husband.
He's great. He didn't make me cry.
And a dog.
Oh, she's got a very cute dog.
She's so cute. Yeah, she didn't make me cry.
Who doesn't like children?
She doesn't like children.
My dogs don't either. Like mother, like daughter.
Yeah, same.
Kids are horrible, that's why.
Taught her well.
Who would like kids?
They're just so rude. I mean, they just think the world revolves around them.
Yeah, they're selfish and they're not grateful. When I see a kid crying, I'm like, you have everything. It's never going to get easier.
Yeah.
Your life's only going to get harder.
Yeah.
What about advice for anybody who's like having a dip in their career?
Just that, actually, that's a good one. Just that it can, the crazy thing about this business is that it can change, it can turn on a dime. And so, you know, like, 1 week it can just feel desolate and like I'm never going to work again. And then the next week you can just get an offer out of the blue for something and be like, oh my God, now I have 3 months of my life. I know what I'm doing, you know?
Yeah.
So
just stick with it.
Stick with it. And, you know, I think John Hamm is a good example. Who? The guy from Mad Men.
He's gone. Bless him.
Yeah.
He has his career's dead.
Right. But for a brief moment, no one knew who he was forever. And then he booked Mad Men and he was, you know, one of the most famous people on the planet in his 40s. So.
Wow. Bonnie Raitt made it in her 40s.
Yeah. She's amazing.
She's the best.
Where's John Hamm now?
Nowhere.
He's around.
Oh. I mean, he'll be okay, right? He's not like dead.
He probably has mailbox money.
Yeah, I would think.
I'm sure.
I think he's doing okay.
This has been Getting Peggy With It, and I'm with Alicia Umfress. Thank you so much for tuning in, and Alicia, you've been a joy.
Thank you, Peggy.
Better than all the other losers.
thank you.
Even though we did try to call a couple of your friends and they didn't pick up.
Yeah, that makes me a loser.
Thanks, Brandon.
Sure. Yeah, Brandon. Shitless.
He's a 3-time Tony loser.
It's true.
You know he has nothing going on. He might as well pick up.
I mean, yeah.
You know,
I agree.
But people are probably calling him with other jobs, and this is why he doesn't have more in his life.
Honestly, he's probably still asleep.
Whoa. It's like night. Well, it's called depression, and it's serious. And that's why everyone should be in therapy. So thank you for joining us.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Getting Peggy With It on the Broadway Podcast Network. Getting Peggy With It is produced by Alan Seals and directed by Ella Marie Marsh. Getting Peggy With It is edited by Alan Seals and Ella Marie Marsh, and she won't let you forget it. Please follow Peggy's adventures at Greetings, it's Peggy. One word, dummies. Special thanks to Taylor Newsom and Josh Lehman. Peggy is a character created by Morgan James. That's me, Morgan James. And Peggy. And Morgan. Thanks for listening.
I got a whole file on you.
Oh no, I'm so scared.
You should be. You ready to be roasted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ellen, are you interjecting?
Yeah.
Okay.
I help her out when she needs guidance because she can't really do it on her own.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.